I grew up coming to the Shakespeare Festival as a kid, and it's the reason I wanted to be an actor. And I auditioned, and after several years of auditioning, I got in and haven't looked back.
That was Caitlin Mills. She grew up in Utah and plays Hermia, who is caught in a romantic accident where she loves one man but is loved by another in A Midsummer's Night Dream. Belle in the Tavern, and A Monk in the Festival's Green Show, a lighthearted pre-show with dancing, music, and parodies. Company member Kelly Rogers came to Southern Utah from North Carolina. She plays Puck in a 1920s-style version of Shakespeare's A Midsummer's Night Dream.
Well, I have to say that playing Puck is a joy that I never knew. I never expected to play Puck, and so it has been a particularly joyful gift to play this role.
Rogers plays Phoebe in As You Like It and is taking on the role of Sally May in a comedic farce, The Tavern.
I may dispose of her, which shall be either to this gentleman or to her death.
Heed no more, she'll see my face. Lysander and myself will fly this place.
I will go tell him of fair Hermia's flight.
I love thee not, therefore pursue me not.
I didn't really get involved with Shakespeare, period, until college. Shakespeare has always challenged me. It's hard to do, and especially in college, I wanted to learn more about it, and this seemed like a great place to come. But I didn't work here until 2015, so I'd already been out of school for 4 years when that happened.
For Mills, performing several shows with actors who have been around the theater block has given her the opportunities she has needed to learn from experienced performers amidst the chaos often experienced during repertory theater.
Whether on purpose or not, they always tend to bring a really great group of people together, and you bond very quickly because of how the rehearsal process works here. And so I would say that the people here are my favorite part about the festival.
The community of actors, audience members, and educators that converge at the festival during performances and educational workshops are especially important to Rogers. The festival is known for sponsoring camps and other outreach programs that give company members the chance to teach.
I'm a huge fan of the education department here. They really engage in so many ways with all different levels of the community. So I love doing actor seminars or backstage tours or teaching Shakespeare to kids or doing these sorts of things. I think my favorite moments are standing backstage before my first entrance as Puck. We have actually 2 4-year-old girls playing the changeling child. And sometimes they will come backstage and watch the mechanical scene. It is just so magical to watch kids watch theater. They love it so much. And even yesterday, Jane, who is one of the changeling kids, she backstage told me, "I like watching this play." I just loved her. So that, I think that's been my favorite thing this year.
We are not throwing away our show. We are not throwing away.
The festival continues through October 21st in southern Utah's Cedar City. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.
Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up.